In Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, it says, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." I read about creation in Genesis chapter 1. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." Then at the end of the chapter, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.' So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day." God is the creator of everything. He deserves our worship no matter what he does with us. He deserves it no matter what he allows to happen to us. Even the other religions understand this in their view of their own God. But we have even more reason to worship God because he has given us Jesus. He has done more for us than any other religion claims to. I think God is pleased when we learn again and again that God is God and we are not. Let us pray. Father, you are Lord. You are Lord whether you have grace on us or not. But we thank you for your grace, and we worship you for both reasons, that you are the creator, but we worship the Lamb also that was slain for us, that laid down his life, and we lay down our own desires, we lay down our distractions. Help us to focus on you. Help this service to glorify you. Amen.